Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, enjoy a laugh or two. Here's this week's show.
I miss those movies.
Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it not too long ago.
Are they on TV anymore? Or like on Netflix or any?
They're definitely on one of the streaming services because we watched it on a streaming service.
I just don't see it like, well, I guess I don't really have a package, you know, cable package anymore, but some of those shows that just crack up, but I don't know if they, how well they aged.
Not well. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Chris, you sound all professional. What's going on?
I'm stepping up my game.
Oh,
I have some technology from the work that I'm using.
Is that allowed? You announced that? Do we need to cut this out?
Cut it out. I don't think anyone listens from work, so
it's true. You're terrible at promoting it, so I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah. No, it's just my headset. So I was trying this out because I did made the official move, Sarah. I'm out of the laundry room officially, my living room here, so I want to make sure that I'm not terrorizing my children and my wife with this podcast.
I don't know what you mean. Listen, that could be like the stages of the pandemic, right? Like, where did you start? In what room of your living area did you begin? Is that where you end?
It's like AA. It's like the 10 steps or 12 steps.
Bedroom. Laundry room.
I did. Yeah, I went from the bedroom. That was actually the longest stay, right? And then I moved to laundry room just a couple months ago. And then, I'm in one of our living rooms. I mean, I have one living room and a sunroom, so.
Oh, okay. Bouge. Whatever. You're bougie.
I'm not that fancy.
Living rooms? Come on.
Yeah, Chris. And so now I get to hang out with my old man dog who's just looking at me. I think he's getting off the couch here, so I think he wants me to let him out.
Can we talk about old man dogs for a minute?
Old man.
I am telling you, so our oldest, right, he's going to be 18, very early 2021.
Same here.
This dog, you know, if you listen to the show, you know, he's deaf and blind. And he tries, bless his little heart, but he has no idea. And the problem is we live in an amazing city that never gets rain. That is fantastic, except if you have dogs that have allergies and like to lick their feet, because everything that was ever on the ground is now in their mouth, and that doesn't agree with him. And when you're old and you don't know where the door is, you can't ask to go out. It's a problem, Chris. A very messy problem. Mm. I'll tell you, wool light carpet cleaner works really well.
My old man, he's 18 for a lab, which is eternity.
I know, I can't believe it.
And I can't believe it either. I almost thought we were gonna have to put him down because he couldn't walk. He just like was leaning against the wall, unfortunately. Oh. So, but then the next day he was like back up and at it again. So I was like, all right.
It's crazy. They rally. He does it too. Gussie does the same thing. Like one day you think, oh my gosh, this is it. This is going to be, and you're all upset. And then bam, next day they're fine. I'm like, what is happening?
I know. It's like the highs and the lows. The lows are getting lower and the highs are getting less, you know, high. So, so one of these podcasts, I'll say we had to put the old man Dakota down. So,
aww.
It's all good though. Dude, I mean, I'm not going to be sad. It's like going to be it's like a celebration of his life. Dude lived to be 18 for a lab, which is like 4 years more than any, you know, labs are supposed to live, you know? So like, kudos to him and his opulent lifestyle where he just kind of laid around, ate, drank, and didn't really work too hard. You know, we're us, you and me, you know, trying to hustle at work and stuff. We're going to die early.
It's so true. Oh my gosh. I said to Brooks, if I come out of this pandemic without an ulcer, it will be a win. Like, that's all I need. That's the feather in my cap. If I can come out without the vid and without an ulcer, I have hit a home run. Oh, man.
You know, it makes me it makes me angry when you see, not angry, that's a strong word, but it's like, you know, you see people like, you know, like, oh, I started doing this when I, you know, back in March or whatever. And you're like, I was so depressed back in March. I'm like, I know. Kudos to you for like getting after it for 6 or 7, 8 months, you know, like lose 100 pounds. I think I gained 100 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of, you sent the best meme. Was that you or Dez that sent it today?
It was Dez. Yeah, oh, that was Dez. Hilarious.
Dez, this is such a, we have to have her back on the show. Dez, you need to come on the show. This meme was terrific. So it was the picture of Bill Clinton running in his Arkansas shirt and his pasty white legs. And it's from Ultra Running Memes. Shout out to them, not a sponsor, but giving them credit. This is their meme. So it's at April 2021, rolling out of quarantine, vaccinated, 25 pounds heavier, can barely jog a 5K, signing up for every race, doing group runs with my homies and wearing the shortest shorts I own.
Yeah,
I said, I feel attacked. Too.
I sent that to quite a few people, Sarah. And
so
the scientist said, I'm pretty sure your legs are more pale than his.
That's pretty low blow.
Saw Bill Clinton's shorty short legs or pant legs,
I'll
you know.
I'll tweet out the picture. It's, yeah, I'll put it on the socials. It was very funny. I appreciated it immensely. It's very true. I just ran not even a 5K today. Although we have been upping the mileage, Chris.
Oh, nice.
Brooks has been making me run. I can't breathe, Chris. My lungs forgot how to breathe while running. It's a problem.
I've shut it down a little bit because I pulled my leg playing some soccer.
Because you're old.
My calf, I know, yes. My mind says, you got this. And my body says,
isn't it terrible? You think you can just like go out and do what you did even a year ago and you do. And you're like, oh no, I can't move for the next day.
Well, you know, what's the funniest thing is like, you know, I'm playing soccer, you know, with the kids and stuff. And I'm like doing like, you know, spin and going around, you know, I'm like, oh, I got this. I'm not hurting, you know. And I literally like just take a random step and I like pull my leg. I'm like, what happened?
That's usually what happens. Yeah.
I'm like, it's the most mundane like thing that you do is what injures you. You're like, how is that? How is this possible? I literally just dribbled around my kids and did a 360 spin.
Right. And you get up on the couch and you're like, oh my God, I threw my back out. What happened? Yeah, I feel you on that one. I have been doing too much sitting. However, I did upgrade my chair. I don't know if I've told our listeners. Nice. Got a new chair when I got the new podcast equipment. Wow. Upgraded from the desk chair I was using. The dining room chair was so uncomfortable. So I have the ergonomic chair, but see, this is the problem. When you are at your computer all day and you're designing, you tend to like lean forward. I almost need something to strap me back.
You're like getting after it.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure what it is. Awkward at my desk. But I have the same problem when I'm on the couch. I don't ever sit in an ergonomically correct way. I have plenty of opportunity and ability to do it. But I get up from the couch and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in so much pain. How can that be, Chris? And you're supposed to be relaxing.
I'm with you. Do you ever notice like when you're like watching a movie and you're just like kind of like get into the couch, you know, crevasses and you're like, you kind of pause and you look at where you are and you're like, why is my body so contorted?
I understand it.
I know. Oh. It's funny because like I will like be sitting with the kids and you know we'll take a picture, Jamie will or something like that, and I'm like, why is my head at a 32 degree angle? Why is it not straight like the kids? Like, what am I doing? Why is my shoulder up over my head? Like, what is this?
100%. Yeah. And the worst part of it is now I'm sitting in the awkward position with my iPad in one hand and my phone not very far away with the TV on. And I look at myself and think, I this is the bottom of the barrel. I've hit rock bottom. What am I doing? There's nothing else to do, Chris. You know, we're at home with the Rona raging. So we can't go anywhere. So I've taken up a lot of good. Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Keep watching it. Stay safe.
I like it. I like the Netflix. I have to tell you, if you need a laugh, Chris, you don't have Netflix yet, do you? I can't believe this.
No, I have many other things.
Yeah, I mean, we have all of the streaming services, but I watch Netflix, Disney, and HBO the most. Yeah,
I maybe watch an hour, if that, a day, though. So
that's,
if that.
So depressing. I guess I say that, but that's probably how much I watch. I watch the morning news, and at night I usually watch from like 6 to, it's on until I go to bed, but I usually fall asleep at like 7:30 or 8 o'clock on the couch. So I don't know how much I'm actually watching. But I was awake for the new Kevin Hart special. So if you need a laugh, Kevin Hart has a new special out on Netflix called Zero Fucks Given. And it was fantastic. I have not laughed so hard. Oh my gosh. Awesome. It was great. It's filmed at his house, but it is, his comedy always just is so relatable to me. I don't know. He's hilarious. It was great. I absolutely loved it. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but it's definitely what you need. If you need a laugh, you need to be looking at Kevin Hart's Zero Fucks Given. Now, if you need some sort of longer entertainment, because that's like an hour and 30 minutes or something. Maybe just an hour. Yeah. I have a lot of good series, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm picking up the series on Netflix. Yeah.
You sound much more robust in your watching, so I don't think it's just an hour. a day.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Yeah, on the weekend. Well, what else am I going to do, Chris? I can't leave.
That's true. It's the weekend. I might have kids, so I don't usually watch too much. Although I've been watching, we have Hulu now, and the kids have gotten really into baking and cooking shows.
Nice.
So they've been watching some kids baking championships. So my daughter still has her old like kitchen, and she's out there like mixing things. And so they're very excited about the holidays and making some cookies and other pastries and other delicious
treats. Yeah, that's not going to help with the COVID-25 race.
No, it's going to be the COVID-50.
Just keep backing it on. We have Hulu, and I think I'm going to drop it because we don't watch anything. I don't watch anything on Hulu.
I like it because I saw a lot of old shows that I grew up with are on there. So
I know. But that just makes me feel old. I can't rewatch them.
I know. What was that? I saw a lot. I watched a few Married with Children's. I saw Scrubs was on there. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's good stuff.
But okay, here's my question. When you're rewatching old shows and you already know what happens, what entertainment value are you getting out of it? Like, are you really engaged, or are you multitasking while you're watching it? It's just background noise.
Sarah, you are comparing you as a woman to me as a man.
No, I'm asking.
I don't remember.
You don't remember watching these shows at all?
I remember like the highlights. Like I can quote Seinfeld, and it's fun to like re-quote some of those things. And
obviously,
it's as guys we have. I don't know. Maybe it's just like me. I just sent a funny meme to my wife where it had like the baby Yoda, and it was like every dad at Christmas when their kids are opening the gifts, they're just as surprised as the kids.
That's because, I mean, a lot of times.
No, but it's literally we went through it. Like we went through the, you know, what the kids are going to get now. But Jamie orders it so early. Like I think we almost have most of the kids' gifts ordered already, like in house. So I just forget. Where like she has this ability to remember forever, which is bad because I do a lot of stupid stuff.
We win.
But she hasn't, and I'm like, we're literally watching this you know show, and we're on the fourth season, you know, which has been slow. We've been slowly watching it, and I was just like, you know, I have no idea any of the characters' names. Because we were going to watch it last night a little bit, and I was waiting for her to finish something up for work, you know, putting the second shift in the evening. And I was like, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to, you know, see what happened to, and I was like, wait, who is that person's name?
man. But see, I mean, that's not fair because I oftentimes can't keep track of people's names and shows unless I'm really invested in the show. I'm like, you know, the one, the girl, the main character, because I watch so many of them now.
I know. It's true.
It's tough. So Married with Children, how did that age? Has that aged well? Is that as racist and terrible as I remember it being, or maybe I was confused?
I don't remember it being racist, but definitely sexist.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty terrible show.
Al Bundy.
That's that's what you were going with. You have all these options, and you choose Married with Children.
Well, I was watching some of the very early ones. Yeah. I've actually been, besides a couple other shows, like the baking shows and things that I've been pretty excited about, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is an awful show.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I know. I watched a few episodes of that and I was like, oh, this is too bad even for me. I can't watch this.
You know, it's almost one of those things where like, it's over the top and it's like anarchy and it's like, thank God. Like if you think about your life, it can't get any worse. My life cannot get any worse. Just watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Their life is worse than yours.
Oh man. And see, now I can't remember the name of the show. Oh, that's terrible. It was on Showtime. Yeah, it's about the family. Gosh, what is the name of that show?
The Family.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
I can't remember anything, Chris. This is terrible. Oh,
you have a mind of a man.
Yeah, sometimes it's definitely true. Now wait, I gotta Google it. Hang on.
My daughter will tell me like when, because you know we misplace things from time to time. Not me so much because I have like very ritual places where I put my phone, my keys.
Sure.
There's like four places in the first floor where I put my phone. So I need to know to go to one of those four places. And I'll walk out my way to put my phone there if I need to. And my daughter was, she's like, I can't find something. So I'll look for it. I'm like, I can't find it either. And she's like, Dad, did your dad look for it or did your mom look for it? Because mom always finds everything.
That's right. She's a winner.
And I'm like, hold on. Let me go look again.
That's right. Shameless. Shameless is the show, Chris.
Shameless. I don't know.
Shameless is another one of those, like, it's on Showtime, but Netflix streams it afterwards. Mm-hmm. And if you want to feel better about your life, you just watch Shameless. Same premise. It's a terrible show.
I'll watch it.
It's good. It's so bad, it's good, you know? William H. Macy in it.
Mm. I don't know who that is.
Sure you do. Fargo guy.
Sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
The only thing
I remember from Fargo was they put the one guy was putting the body parts in the wood chipper.
Yes.
And they were saying he'd get in the night crawlers.
I know.
Yeah. Talking all northern Midwest on it.
Oh yeah. I can't do that accent. I'm not gonna do
I can't it. Either. That's why I just didn't try that hard.
I'm not gonna embarrass myself today that way.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'll do it in many other ways, but not that way.
I have a question for you. Does your dog, who's 18, does he like just pass out for large chunks of the day and then literally will want to be out constantly and then want to come back in and then turn around and want to go right back out? Like that's the pattern we're in right now. My wife is unfortunately, you know, since I'm on this podcast, going in and out, in and out, in and out with this dog.
Sometimes he does.
Crazy.
Yeah, but not to the extent probably that yours does, because he knows that going outside requires a lot.
That's true.
It's not like we can open up a door. We have to open up the door, go down the hall, go down the steps, go across the street, get to the grass patch. But sometimes he does just stand there and like look around. Okay. I'm like, you can't see anything. What are you doing? And he doesn't really like to be outside anymore because he gets really nervous at the smells and noises and, you know. Nothing is familiar to him. Yeah. But sometimes he will just pace and pant around. But I'd say 90% of the time when he's healthy and not licking his feet and then having the runs because he's licked his feet, he sleeps like 20 hours a day. Yeah.
I often wonder, like, why do we do this to ourselves?
I know. I know. It's terrible.
I love these dogs, but my goodness.
Oh, it's a lot. I always say it's the closest to having children I'll ever come because that's all I can handle. Chris, can't be trusted with human life. Dogs, that's all I can handle.
He's trying to get up on the couch right now.
Can he still jump?
No, we have a lower couch. It's it's a leather couch that he has inherited from my aunt from many years ago. So it's like the oddball piece of furniture because it's like his.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he can do what he wants on it. He can pee, poop, do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
on it.
Whatever. That's yours, buddy. You mark it up however you choose.
And as soon as he goes, that thing goes.
Yeah, I know. It's it's tricky sometimes. We had a couple of pieces of furniture like that before we moved from Pennsylvania that were like, this is not coming with us. This was the dogs. Yeah. Chris. Hey,
Lisa, how's everything else going on with you?
Well, I mean, you've reached the migrated from the bedroom to the laundry room to the living room. And my COVID stages have gone in terms of shopping. Yeah, no, I don't do fun shopping. That's not a thing for me. But in terms of the grocery store, so when the pandemic first started, before we knew we had to wear masks, I would go to the grocery store and literally hold my breath as long as I could and shop in the aisles as fast as I could. I'd come home and take a shower right away. And then we migrated to if you just wear a mask and you're in and out in 20 minutes and I'm going to wipe everything down, good. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the stage where I'm like, oh, your ass is drinking coffee black because we're not going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with
you. That's the phase that we're in. But lucky for me, I'm grateful. I'm privileged enough to live in an area that we have Instacart. Now, while I don't support Instacart, I do like that it gives local people who were out of work employment. So great. I don't like the business, the company, but I like that they're getting some money, although they screw their drivers over. So whatever. If you're listening, Instacart, please don't sponsor this.
So what is Instacart? Are they essentially the delivery service or they actually pick this food as well?
Correct. So what they do is they partner with local stores, could be small stores or big stores. So for us, that's Costco and Target and our grocery stores and all that kind of stuff. And they hire local drivers that will go. You place your order online. It's all through the store's site. And then the order, gets paid for by you, goes to whoever your little shopper is, and they shop for you and then deliver it to your door.
Nice.
It's next level lazy, Chris, but in a pandemic, this is safe, right? I don't want a lot of people in the store. It's not really safe for people to be in and out of the store. I think it should be this is it, right? These are the only folks that should be in there. Minimize the risk. Because if it was the same people shopping all the time, that would be good. You'd have lower risk. So we did a little Target pickup. Because Target, you can order online. We live close enough to a Target, and they now have cold items, so I could get creamer. And they'll deliver it right to your car. So, cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Took care of that. Trunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry goods, coffee creamer, we're good. Shampoo, the essentials. I can't be buying shampoo from Costco, Chris. It would take me eons to get through that. It's just not feasible.
You don't have a shelf big enough to support
it. I don't. It's a problem. So Costco was like our, perishables. So we eat a lot of fish and a lot of tofu, Beyond Meat, all that kind of thing. Hey, Beyond Meat, if you're listening, you could sponsor this podcast. Just saying. They're not a sponsor, but they could be. They tried. They believed they could. Really? Anyway, so Saturday morning, I'm on Costco.com, right? Oh, sure. Deliver whatever. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Bring this here. My gosh, that was amazing. So it is more expensive, of course, because Costco Instacart needs to make money. So they mark crap up. And then, of course, you have to tip the driver. Yes, we did very well. That guy, his name was Gustavo? Yeah, Gustavo started shopping at 8:40 and had it delivered to my house by 9:40. Wow. That's some impressive shopping, Chris, because not only did he shop, he checked out and drove here in an hour. That's unreal. I was so impressed. And then I felt really next level lazy. I'm like, wow, I don't really have to go anywhere, but I'm super safe. It's good. But I'm like, oh, I don't even have a weekly outing anymore.
Now you're going for your COVID 50.
I'll tell you what, when you see, this is the thing. When you are buying online and you're watching your cart total go up, impulse buying does not become a thing anymore. You're like, oh, I don't think I really need those chips. That bill's a little bit more expensive than it was.
Sure. Because we do that too. We do the pickup. You know, they put it in the back of your vehicle. You know, we did that since, you know, March, even before then, because it was just convenient.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was always curious, like those, you know, end cap, you know, displays that you see and things like that, where you kind of get your attention and like, oh, hey, I need these 2 for $5 of chips and stuff like that. I always wondered how, like, the sales, and I don't have obviously access to that, but I'm sure people do, to see, like, you know, people who do it online versus people who buy in store, and, like, you know, some of those junk food type items that you would pick up because you're hungry. You know, and how that actually, you know, what that looks like.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I would assume it would be a lot lower.
I would think, yeah, a lot lower. But I think you probably get enticed by add-on items or, you know, special deals. That's how they do that. I do know Scott Galloway, Chris. You like Scott Galloway.
He's my boy.
He talked about recently how this type of shopping is here to stay. Pandemic or not, it's not going away. And I totally agree. Like, for me, the convenience factor is huge. I hate shopping. I don't want to be there at all.
Yeah. It is. The thing I don't like is, I don't mind all the other stuff. I just don't like people picking my produce. That's what I'm finicky.
Yeah, again, fortunate, have the local CSA, so I get a weekly produce box delivered from farm to door. Yeah.
We don't have that luxury here in Pennsylvania all year long, so.
I know.
But yeah.
Yeah. Picking produce. Although I tell you, I got some inappropriate carrots, just saying.
I like to feel some melons there, sir.
I'm serious. I'll have to send you a picture of these carrots. I was like, hey, know that I have a sense of humor and I would find these hilarious. Is that why you put these carrots in here?
I love it.
Yeah. You know what came in my produce box, Chris?
What's that?
Persimmons.
What is that?
Exactly. What is that? So it's a fruit.
I've heard it.
Right? Yeah, I'd heard it too. It's another one of those things in the grocery store where you're like, oh, yes, persimmon, dragon fruit.
Oh, keep dragon moving. Fruit. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's delicious. A persimmon, I don't know where it originates. One of those words, where it comes from. Nailed it.
Origination.
Yes. Chris, words are hard. Anyway, I don't know where it came from. It's delicious. It's a fruit. It looks like a tomato, but it's orange. And it tastes like, I don't know, some sort of like citrus, but also pear. It's delicious. I can't describe the flavor because it's so unique. But I had asked my friends, because I'm like, what do you do? How do I eat this? Is this safe? Yeah. Do I peel it? Like, how do you eat it? You just cut it up and eat it. Delicious. There you
That's
go.
Awesome. Let's check it out.
Give yourself a persimmon.
I think I will.
Tasty. Had no idea.
Is it persimmon season right now?
Sure. I don't know. Chris, I just found out about them like 2 weeks ago. I have no idea.
It's in San Diego.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Chris, come on. Things are in year-round here. Don't be silly.
Get out of here. I hate you.
You're just being ridiculous now. I do have to say, it was one of those things that I'm like, I'm eating this and I'm not sure if I should have looked up first, like if there was a part you can eat because it's maybe deadly.
Yeah, that's good point.
You know, I don't really like it with an artichoke. If you didn't ever eat an artichoke and you just started cooking it and you started to eat the choke, that'd be very bad for you. Don't eat the choke part of the artichoke. The name implies, but persimmons I think are fine. We peeled ours and I just diced them up and You can eat them, put them on salad, in fruit salad. You can bake them. You can, yeah, whatever you want. They're delicious.
Quite the plethora of options there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. Indeed, sir. So that's my, that can be the PSA for this week. Persimmons, give them a try. Delicious.
Yeah. You being all that California lifestyle.
Oh, you know it, son. Yeah. I mean, it's sweater season here because it's like 68. It's cold.
Yeah, whatever. Cold. Get out of here.
It's cold, Chris.
Great hate. Oh, great
the
window,
hate. The windows are closed. It's chilly.
I think it's 30 right now, 38, 35.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Cold. Yeah. Do you have snow?
No, we might get a little bit of snow. I think maybe like next week, just a little, like here and there, but like because of cold front. But supposed to get in the 30s for highs, so I got to crank out the old wood stove.
Oh so, no! Oh no!
Get all those wool clothes.
Nope.
Get my long johns on.
You laugh, but I remember having to wear long johns underneath my work pants
because
cold. Oh,
I'm like a furnace. I can't wear that stuff. I can't even wear sweaters. I get too hot in them.
No,
yeah. I'm literally in shorts and t-shirt. And my wife is in like fleece bed clothes with a blanket around her.
What is it with men? Like, do dudes just run hot? I don't get it. Cause Brooks is the same way. He's in a t-shirt and shorts taking the dogs out. And I'm out there with freaking long pants on, a hoodie sweatshirt. I'm like, it's so cold.
I say I have a layer of blubber, so I can't do it.
That's not very nice.
I don't think Brooks has that issue, but that's what I have. So
I don't know. His hair is coming in strong, though. I got to tell you, he's really coming in with the California vibe. Long and luscious. The mullet is on point.
Oh man, that's awesome.
I'll have to send you a picture. It's pretty impressive. His hair. He has to wear a headband now, you know, like a true California guy. Yeah.
Does he have the man bun yet? Is it ready? Not quite.
It's about there. Not quite. The top isn't as long as the back. So it's getting there. I mean, I'm sure by 2021.
Is that going to be your Christmas card picture? Him and the man.
Maybe. Christmas is canceled, Chris. There is no holiday this year. We're just skipping everything at the end of 2020. Move ahead.
Just going right to June.
Yeah, if we could. If we could just fast forward to the rest of it would be great. Yeah. No, never wish time away.
It's like the movie.
We could get started on one of these things. What?
Remember that movie? Remember the movie Click, I think it was, or something like that, with Adam Sandler?
Click? What are you saying? This is not a movie.
Was it Click?
No, I don't think so.
Listen to Click?
I don't think so.
Christopher Walken in it?
I mean, I watch all the Christopher Walken movies. I don't remember anything called Click.
Check it out. Google. Like, go on that little Google.
On the
Google. Figure it out. I think it's Click.
I feel like you're wrong.
Do it. Is when Adam Sandler movie started going downhill.
Well, Chris. Some would argue they were never uphill. Click movie.
You watch your mouth there, sir.
Shh. Okay, you're right. A 2006 American fantasy comedy drama.
That's quite the mouthful.
What does that even mean?
Oh, that sounds intense.
Kate Beckinsale. Let's go to a true source.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Walken. Kate Beckinsale.
That's probably why I remember it, because it had Kate Beckinsale in it.
Yeah. I do love Christopher Walken. He's a good actor.
Yes.
All right. Well, I probably didn't see it because it had Adam Sandler in it. And if it's not Happy Gilmore or Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura.
He said, wait, what? He wasn't in any of those movies. Besides,
Jim Carrey, not Adam Sandler. Never mind. Happy.
I'm all confused.
Oh,
Waterboy.
Chris.
Come on.
What day is it? Oh, it's only Tuesday. This is terrible. It doesn't bode well for the rest of my week, Chris. I overworked myself last week, and I'm still trying to play catch up this week, and I'm just tired.
Still
getting around it.
I'm with you. I have a busy day tomorrow too. It's good though.
All
right. It's good. But it's good to be busy. Good to be employed, right? Good to have jobs.
Yeah, that's good. Money yeah. coming in is good.
Yeah. Very good.
What's happening?
My PSA is stay safe through these holidays. Everyone, please don't chance it.
Yeah.
With no family, friends, and stuff. Yeah. Don't be a super spreader event.
Yeah. It's not good. Like, I know. We all miss our family.
It's hard.
But
it's hard. Please, especially with kids.
Please keep it virtual for now, and we'll get through this and
Christmas in July.
Cinema. Yes. Christmas in July. Christmas.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway. Okay, good. I think that's all this week, Chris. We'll wrap it up.
That's it.
You want to follow along in between, Chris? Don't cut me off when I'm trying to plug our non-existent social media. You can follow me. I'm active on social media at Sarah No Socks on everything, but Twitter mostly. You can follow the show on Twitter. Can I tell you? That's letter U funny. You can also follow us on Instagram. I just drop a release of, you know, little teaser of the show each week. That's all I do. Should probably get rid of that account. Anyway, yeah, you can check out our podcast webpage that's in the show notes, or at canitellyousomethingfunny.webflow.io. Should move that. I do own the domain name. Just not big enough yet, Chris, for me to pull the trigger and pay to have that hosted. Yeah, I should move it. Anyway, go check out the podcast page. You can submit anonymously there. Just send us a funny story and we will read it on the show. Yeah, that's it, I think. What do you think, Chris? What else? Subscribe. That'd be fantastic. That would be our Christmas present.
Yeah. And everyone, have a happy Thanksgiving. If you're listening to this before Thanksgiving and in America, I don't know if there's other Thanksgivings in the...
Yes, we have a global audience, so Thanksgiving does not mean a lot to everyone.
Yeah. Happy Singles Day in China, right? That was a few weeks ago. What else is there? Boxing Day.
Diwali was just a little bit ago, the Festival of Lights.
That's true. Yes, 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 that's
what
true.
What other holidays we miss? I know, like, well, we'll be back before Hanukkah comes up. And Kwanzaa. Yeah, we'll release a few episodes before. Lots
Hopefully.
Of holidays.
You never know. You never know. You never know my schedule. Us, yeah.
So if we miss any of those, sorry. But
it'll be a Christmas miracle if we get two more in between now and then.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus. We should have a Festivus episode.
Oh, for sure. That would be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. That's good.
Pretty cool. We gotta think about that. We're gonna have the airing of the grievances.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to bring back some past guests. Maybe we should have a guest episode for that one, and we'll just airing of the grievances. Like, what? We'll just have a round table open discussion. That'd be great. Okay, yeah. I'll work at that.
Unfortunately, we can't have the feats of strength because we're all, you know, quarantined. But
it's okay.
Yeah,
we can pretend. That'll make it more interesting.
It will be. So good.
That'll
look
be great.
Forward to that, everyone.
Yeah. That's going to be coming. Yeah. We can have, I can think of some great past guests that we've had. Chris, we need to work at our guest list for 2021 because I feel like people are sick of just listening to us. We're kind of boring now, huh?
I know. Because we're in quarantine. We don't get out. We don't mingle with the populace anymore to see
just
the shenanigans.
Old and out of shape and cranky.
Was that movie with now I'm blanking on a movie name with Walter Matthau. With Walter Matthau.
Oh, Grumpy Old Men.
Cranky Old Men.
Grumpy
Old Men.
That movie was great. I loved it.
That's what we are. Besides old men, we're just grumpy old people.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, 100%. I am the old woman that yells at people. But people walk by me without a mask, and I'm like, can't put a mask on. They come too close. I'm like, is that 6 feet? Get away from me.
Amen.
Anyway.
Well, have a good evening.
Yeah. And this will be out before Thanksgiving. So if you're celebrating here in the States, have a safe, socially distanced, household-only celebration. And we'll be back eventually.
Sounds great. See everyone.
Bye.